Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Joey Vitale views things a little differently. Just imagine how he looks at hockey.
Whoa!
This is The View from Vitale, brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Kerry Davis, Jamie Rivers, Anthony Salter. Let's head to our 101 ESPN Celebrity Line. We're welcomed in by Joe Vitale. What's up, Joey?
Hey, boys, what's going on?
We discussed the Jimmy Snuggerud situation earlier. He's going to go back to Minnesota. He wants to win a title with the Golden Gophers. And what are your thoughts as this relates to the Blues?
Yeah, hey, I tell you what. I mean, yeah, that's the big news. First and foremost, I am surprised personally by the decision for Jimmy. You know, I saw him play a lot at the World Juniors on TV, and I thought this kid was primed and ready to go for pro hockey. And, you know, it's interesting with his decision, you know, and you really just can't blame him. It's his decision at the end of the day, and he has every right to go back one more time. And I just was talking to Jeremy Rutherford, who just spoke to Jimmy Snuggerud moments ago, and we were kind of chatting about the discussion, and Jeremy told me to go ahead with the information. He has an article coming out probably within the hour, so on The Athletic, so be on the lookout for that. It's going to be a really good article that breaks down Jimmy's decision. But, you know, JR said the highlights from the conversation were pretty simple. This was Jimmy's decision. The Blues did offer him, and not only offer him, but they offered him to come in and wear a Blues uniform this season. He'd be NHL ready this year, and he ended up turning that down. So pretty crazy to think about an opportunity like that. But his decision was made because, you know, he felt like he didn't play great hockey over the last couple months leading into the tournament. He missed his chance at a title. His dad missed the title, and he definitely wants to do right by the Minnesota Gophers and win a national title. So you got to give it to him. Certainly a player was capable of the NHL this year. I think he would have helped the Blues this year. But ultimately his decision to go back and play one more year and return as a junior for the University of Minnesota.
Joey, I look at that, and like, I don't know about you, but if somebody offered that to me after my second year of junior hockey to just come in and wear the NHL uniform, or for you when you're at Northeastern to be, you know, just given the opportunity like that, I would have found that really difficult to turn down.
Oh, I mean, Rivs, me too. I mean, me completely. I mean, so much can happen. So much can happen.
Exactly.
In a year. I mean, not to mention just the injuries, but, you know, a year from now, put the injuries aside. I mean, it could be a completely different landscape for him. I mean, well, what's to say the Blues don't add a couple pieces this summer? And maybe they're in a position where they're fighting for a Central Division title this time next year. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Snuggerud, you know, he loses in the tournament. And all of a sudden, the opportunity, it's still going to be there for him eventually. But maybe this is a roster that's completely locked in and locked and loaded and ready for playoffs. And maybe he comes in and doesn't necessarily wear that Blue Note uniform even next year because of the team just being that dialed in. So every year, every opportunity, you know, something opens, something closes. It could be an opportunity next year where it's actually a better opportunity. Maybe this team's still in that transition mode, and he comes right in, and he finds himself in a place where he's 1 year older. He's physically more mature. That's one good thing about college hockey is, you know, you do have the opportunity where you're only playing a couple games a week, and you have the opportunity to get bigger, stronger, wiser across the board. But no, I was surprised, and when Jeremy called me there and to hear that it was completely his decision, you know, he even in the article, you'll read it here, it should, like I said, should drop in about an hour, JR thought. But he talks about how Armstrong called him, Alexander Steen reached out to him, even Braden Schenn reached out to Jimmy Snuggerud. So I think he had the full support of St. Louis. It seemed as if it was all things moving forward with him to wear a Blues uniform, probably as early as, I think, Thursday or sometime this weekend, those California swings. But it looks like as of now, it was completely his call. And you have to, like I said, you know, you don't know what's going on through the mind of a certain kid, and everyone's in a different spot. But he will be returning, and he feels very, very good about this team winning the national title, and that's on his radar right now.
Joey, we're seeing college players decide to stay in school mainly because of NIL money. Are you aware of any NIL deals that Snuggerud may have had, and that could have been part of it as well?
Yeah, no, honestly, Kerry, that's above my pay grade. I'm just a lonely old radio broadcaster. which is on the FM side of things, if you're ever listening to the Blues game. But, you know, it's above my pay grade. I don't know anything about that. I'm still getting educated about the NIL stuff. I think it is a little blurry and gray at times, especially as it's new to the sport of hockey. So I don't know that officially. I would imagine that there's probably something to do with it as you move forward. At least it will have an impact. I'm not saying it had an impact on his decision, but it will probably impact him, I would imagine, the next year or so, too.
Joe, we appreciate you, man. Sorry we cut a little short here. We're a little late because we were screwing up the lineup game, but we always appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, appreciate you boys as well. You guys have a great week.
You too. Thanks. It's Joe Vitale here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. You hear him in a couple of days as the Blues take on the Predators on Thursday.